On average, 78 women across Canada are diagnosed with breast cancer every day. The stark statistic is the second leading cancer type among women in the country. For one survivor from Avenir, roughly 55 kilometers north of Lac La Biche, detecting the signs early on helped save her life 5 years ago. "I found a little lump on my left breast and went to the doctor, and right away they didn't fool around with it, they thought it was serious," said Vanessa Melanson. Melanson was diagnosed in February 2017 after noticing the small lump in December 2016. Following a biopsy and a 2-centimeter in diameter tumor was confirmed, she said. The mother of three says it was an incredibly frightening experience learning how cancer can metastasis, especially in young people experiencing the horrific disease. "The fear was because I was young. I was 36 at the time. The cells were fast growing. The doctors wanted to act very quick." Almost immediately, Melanson went for surgery to have the tumor removed, which was successful. But the fear of how subsequent treatment, the potential outcome of the surgery and recovery would turn out didn't surpass. "I have three kids, my youngest at the time was only three, it was pretty scary," she explains of going through the challenging thoughts of what the future would hold for her and her young family. "How sick am I going to be? I definitely had to get chemotherapy, but am I going to be able to take care of my kids? Am I going to be here for them?" Recovery. Throughout the journey, in and out of radiation and chemo appointments, Melanson was on the road to recovery. Today, 5 years into remission and continuing to operate her family's farm in the Avenir community, the medical reassurance was very supportive, she recalls. "They reassured me because it was in the early stages that I had really high chance of survival, so that was good. Most of all, the support from her loved ones who helped her get through the challenges, arrive at chemo appointments, radiation, and doctor sessions at local and regional hospitals helped her get through the difficult situation. Especially, her in-laws who traveled to the region to help her continue to work and raise her children through the relentless fatigue the treatments caused," said Melanson. "As we found out, we told them and they came and stayed with us for 6 months and helped me take care of the kids and the household, throughout my treatments, but not everybody has that support. Getting checked. With October being Breast Cancer Month, an opportunity to raise awareness for all the Canadians impacted by the disease," Melanson says getting the support is vital, right away. "I was scared and I waited, and I strongly suggest not to wait. If you find something, get checked because they will take you seriously and they will send you for testing.